Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict breaks Hollywood, I weep for this country. By David Ng on November 19, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities experienced a collective meltdown after a jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, acquitted 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of all charges on Friday. I weep for this country, one star lamented, while another claimed the verdict represented a victory for white supremacy. Celebrities including Sophia Bush, Patton Oswalt, and Josh Gad took their cues from the establishment media by insisting on a racial angle to the verdict, even though all the parties in the case were white. Other celebrities simply vented their rage, like Alyssa Milano, who hurled expletives at her TV as the verdict was read. "This is white supremacy in action," Sophia Bush tweeted. "So, the white guy goes free. Is that the message?" author Stephen King wrote. "Fucking not guilty," Alyssa Milano despaired. In one bizarre instance, ABC's Scandal star Kerry Washington paid tribute to the two men Rittenhouse shot and killed out of self-defense: Joseph Rosenbaum, a pedophile sex offender, and Anthony Huber, a habitual woman beater. Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges on Friday following 3 days of jury deliberation. The 18-year-old faced two charges of murder, one charge of attempted murder, and two charges of reckless endangerment stemming from last year's Black Lives Matter riots that saw large parts of Kenosha burn to the ground. Rittenhouse's attorneys argued their client acted in self-defense when he was attacked while helping to defend property against violent rioters. Rittenhouse shot and killed two rioters after they threatened him: Joseph Rosenbaum, who reached for Rittenhouse's rifle, and Anthony Huber, who hit Rittenhouse in the head and neck with a skateboard and reached for the rifle. Hollywood celebrities didn't appear concerned with the details of the case when they reacted with rage to the jury's decision. One Tree Hill star and left-wing activist Sophia Bush called the verdict a miscarriage of justice, adding, "This is white supremacy in action." Broadway and Peacock's Girls 5 Eva star Sarah Bareilles lamented, "I weep for this country." ABC's Scandal actress Kerry Washington used the verdict to remind people about the Black Lives Matter movement. She also paid tribute to the two rioters whom Rittenhouse shot and killed after they threatened him: Joseph Rosenbaum, a pedophile sex offender, and Anthony Huber, a habitual woman beater. Netflix's Colin in Black and White director Ava DuVernay took a similar approach by paying homage to Anthony Huber. Disney superhero movie star Mark Ruffalo said justice weeps after the verdict was announced. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt appeared to mock Kyle Rittenhouse, comparing him to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Comedian Kathy Griffin despaired, "People suck." MGM's No Time to Die star Jeffrey Wright compared the Rittenhouse verdict to the O.J. Simpson case. Star Trek: The Next Generation star LeVar Burton argued there are two kinds of justice in America. TBS's Full Frontal with Samantha Bee complained, "This is not justice." Disney's Frozen star Josh Gad portrayed Rittenhouse as a murderous vigilante who gunned down people protesting for racial equality, when in reality, he shot violent rioters who were threatening him. Netflix's Marini's Black Bottom star Viola Davis expressed her anger after the verdict was read. Comedy Central's The Daily Show mocked Judge Bruce Schroeder. Netflix's The Chair star Holland Taylor gave her approval to the New York Times' Nicole Hannah-Jones's claim that the verdict represents the legacy of 1619. Actor and comedian D.L. Hughley snarked that Rittenhouse will be a cop in 3 years. Scooby-Doo. Actor Matthew Lillard predicted unprecedented levels of violence in the wake of the verdict, failing to clarify if he was referring to anti-Rittenhouse protesters who have threatened to riot in the case of an acquittal. Showtime's Shameless star Emmy Rossum called the verdict a devastating blow. Disney's Hocus Pocus 2 star Bette Midler called it a tragic day for decent, thinking, feeling, ethical people everywhere. Author Stephen King saw the case in terms of race. Alyssa Milano cursed at her TV as the verdict was read. Her fellow Charmed co-star Holly Marie Combs called it a travesty of justice. Netflix's Grace and Frankie actor Ethan Embry joked, "Get ready for Senator Rittenhouse." Mina Harris, the niece of Vice President Kamala Harris who recently embarked on a Hollywood career, declared, "This is disgusting." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.